Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am thankful and glad within it. And these are the times in which God has decided we will live. He's also handing out some real responsibilities for us. One of them is to keep our heads while everyone else seems to be giving in to panic porn and catastrophizing, etc. There are some heroes, man. So like Biden, man, there's some heroes that are bubbling up in society. There's a teacher who's written a piece that will end his career. We'll get to that. And I'm trying to get him on the air so he can, you know, really cement the ending of his career. He wrote a brilliant piece saying he will not stand by as his students are indoctrinated, which is a thing of beauty. There's that. Then there's this, just on the lighter side of things. Do you know what a steakums is? I had forgotten these things existed. Steakums. And I guess they're little thin strips of steak that you can pop in a frying pan and stick on a sandwich. They just destroyed Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is a part-time scientist and full-time agitator and troll. And he likes to tweet things like, the good thing about science is it's true whether you believe in it or not. And a sandwich company, a sandwich meat company, said, actually, science is an ongoing process to discover truths based in material reality. They have plenty of mistakes within it, which they spelled, of course, S-T-E-A-K-S. And those things are not necessarily true. Something like that. To have a social media manager at a sandwich meat company just destroy Neil deGrasse Tyson, part-time scientist. Those are the signs of the times. They're taking a side, obviously. They're taking a side against Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's a part-time scientist, full-time virtue signaler, full-time pusher of leftist ideology. But probably the social media manager is probably 24 and just intellectually depantsed Tyson. Tyson knows this stuff. He knows that science is a process, but he also knows he's no longer really a scientist. He's a politician. He's aligned himself with the party. And so he acts that way, right, to get these supportive tweets and, man, build up the... Oh, they also called him out. Neil just tweets things like this to build his clout. I love that. And then they told Tyson to log off. I may have to buy some Steakums. I don't even think I'd like them. Maybe I would like them. Maybe I should give into this form of advertising. All right, so I mentioned in the traffic tease that I don't think appears in the podcast. I was looking at Jack Dorsey's hate machine. And so Twitter has on, if you don't use Twitter.com, it has on the right-hand side trending topics, which is Twitter curating the news and commenting on the news. They pretend to be a platform, so they can't be held liable if people use their platform to plan, oh, I don't know, the murder of cops in L.A., the murder of cops in Dallas, the attempts to break into federal courthouses in Oregon, Portland, attempts to murder cops in Seattle by locking them inside of a trailer and then burning them to death. You know, the things that people use Twitter to plan. Or, as there's two lawsuits now, there's a second victim who has come out and said, Twitter refused to take down videos of me being raped when I was a kid. We talked to a woman several months ago about this lawsuit. Young woman was 13, 14, and she wrote to Twitter and said, this video of me being sexually assaulted, I'm a minor in that video. I'm like 14 or 15. Please take it down. And Twitter said, nah, I don't see any violations here. Now, there's a second person who alleges to be a victim of the same thing. See, and Twitter can say, oh, well, we're just a platform. Well, you know, the New York Times or the Todd Herman Show, they'd get in trouble if they did something wrong because they're media companies. And that's how Twitter is walking this line of this Section 230, which President Trump wanted to take away from them. So here's how Twitter is telling victims of Twitter what's going on in Minnesota. First one, U.S. National News, live. The big red live thing. Defense expert says Chauvin was justified in actions with Floyd. Yeah, that phrase was justified for anyone who's paid attention to the trial has context. People who use Twitter.com and are leftists and are victims of Mockingbird Media, they don't know what that means. What the defense experts have said is what the prosecution's experts said. Many of the prosecution's experts said what Derek Chauvin did with George Floyd was in his training manual. One of the experts for the prosecution said, yes, when I was a cop, I held a person in this same position for roughly the same amount of time. Gladly, that person didn't die. George Floyd, who in my judgment obviously participated in his own death by overdosing on fentanyl, which the prosecution also admits. That would have been a fatal dose of fentanyl. This could have been called an overdose. So the justification that Twitter wants people to believe is the defense is just saying, oh, well, he had it coming. That's not what they said. The justification was his training, what he was told to do in training. Okay, so it's a far different thing than you would get from just looking at Twitter. In the case of the shooting of the young man in Minnesota, in Brooklyn Park, this was on the same page. Okay, so this is the same instance of looking at Twitter.com because Jack Dorsey is one of the top heads of the party. Jack Dorsey wants Americans divided. Jack Dorsey gave billions of dollars in in-kind donations illegally. Not billions, hundreds of millions, maybe a billion. To the Democrat Party when Jack Dorsey decided his, quote, platform would hide the Hunter Biden news. When his, quote, platform pretended President Trump was so dangerous, they couldn't possibly have his words on their, quote, platform. That Jack Dorsey. Dorsey hates our freedoms. Dorsey hates rural Americans. Dorsey wants these freedoms taken from rural Americans. Dorsey wants a breakdown of the system because Jack Dorsey knows he'll land on top right now. So on the same page, Twitter.com, here is what they said about the shooting in Brooklyn Park. Minnesota police officer Kim Potter, who shot and killed Duante Wright during a traffic stop, resigns. Okay. She did resign. So did the chief of police. But it was not during the traffic stop, as I understand it. A traffic stop transpires in the following way, usually. I pulled you over because, may I see your license and registration, please, and proof of insurance. That's usually what goes on in a traffic stop. We'll find out eventually through the camera. Apparently, the passenger of the car had a camera, so we'll see what happened. We've understood that maybe perhaps this officer thought she was reaching for a taser. In fact, reached for a pistol. Why? Because what we're told is that Duante Wright made the decision that he bragged about making, apparently on his social media. that he bragged about. Oh, cops, why'd you run? Oh, it's just playing. It's one of the things that he talked about in social media. I was just playing. He talked about assaulting cops in his social media. And I don't want to go through a character assassination with him, because if he didn't run, if he didn't present a public danger, then this is even more of a tragedy than it would be with, and I don't want to say just, but with this young life taken. So if you are watching Twitter, if you're a victim of Twitter, you have side by side an image in your mind. Young black man is pulled over, doesn't present any problems. It's just being polite, and the officer says, boom, dead. And the defense for Derek Chauvin is just saying, oh, come on, George Floyd had it coming. That's the image portrayed by Twitter.com of both of these incidents, because this is what the party wants. Seattle Times is in good stead. They're stepping up to do what the party wants. I'll show you that. Hey, Mayor Jenny. Hey, Mayor Snowshovel. You have any data for us? Anything like that? Love some. Please.
We have a lot of data.
Yes!
Get data and analyze data. What we do know from looking at the data is, with the data, is very clear.
Oh. Thank you, Jenny. Glad that you're around to serve up the data. Seattle Times, such good dogs. Really. Their so-called health reporters are just really good dogs. Do such a good job of sitting when they're told and standing and sitting up. And it's so cute when they sit up and beg. I love that because they almost look human. You know, dogs, when they do that, they're stepping. In fact, you know what? The other day, my dog, who's actually very polite, our bigger dog, somehow she got in her head that what I was eating was hers. She's never done this before. And she leapt up to try to eat it. And I looked at her with this look and, oh, my dog, when she's caught doing something bad, I love this. She narrows her eyes way down and she licks her lips. The Seattle Times, really good dogs when it comes to doing their role as Mockingbird Media members. This is actually probably a national story, and the Seattle Times decided to feature this on their Twitter feed. It's from the AP. And here's the headline on the Seattle Times. How to talk to believers of COVID-19 conspiracy theories. Here's the tweet. Conspiracy theories about COVID-19 are causing real-world problems by discouraging some people from getting vaccinated, wearing masks, or following other guidelines. So Seattle Times solves this by pretending if you have read the research, you are a conspiracy theorist. If, for instance, you're aware that the FDA is not pulling the Johnson & Johnson injection because of what you're being told is six people getting sick, but there's actually a host of problems with that particular mode of vaccine, very similar to AstraZeneca, very similar. If you're also aware that there are a lot of problems with the Pfizer injection, right? And you're aware of these things, that they are 500 times more problematic health-wise with serious complications and even deaths. It's still a small number of people, but 500 times what the good old-fashioned flu shots were. Then you are a conspiracy theorist. If you've watched the videos of people blowing their steamy breath through N95 masks and 3-4 layers of woke masks, and you know that since the breath is getting out, they do this at night under lights in really cold temperatures, since you know the water vapors in their lungs are escaping the N95 masks, you know then that the N95 masks do not stop and cannot stop molecules of virus, and you've read all the papers. That makes you a conspiracy theorist. Here's how they say to do this, how to take on people like us, as bitter clingers, people who bitterly cling to facts. Listen, don't preach. believers in conspiracy theories are likely to be swayed by people who mock their, aren't likely to be swayed by people who mock their views. Instead of lecturing, listen and ask questions about how they became interested in the conspiracy theory, where they get their information, or whether they've considered other explanations. Wherever possible, have the conversations offline. Let's try that one out. So this is a Seattle Times reporter to me.
So, Mr. Herman, where did you come across your belief that masks don't work?
Well, thank you for asking. The first instance I got came from the Center for Disease Control, where they looked at 48 years of data across five or six randomized clinical trials that were all peer-reviewed, that were real-world trials, including people living in apartments and dorms and families and schools. And one of the most interesting was a trip to Mecca, where each of these studies contained people who had verified cases, that is, cultured from their bodies, verified infections of upper respiratory infections of the nature of SARS-CoV-2. And in each of those cases, 48 years of data, the CDC concluded that masks cannot and do not inhibit the spread of diseases, upper respiratory viruses like SARS-CoV-2. That was the first indicator that masks didn't work. Since then, I've read the statements of the World Health Organization, don't wear masks if you're not sick. And I've amassed probably 45 peer-reviewed studies indicating they don't work. Then I began to look at the evidentiary data of unmasked versus masked states, counties, and countries. And I've seen that they all follow the Hope-Simpson curve, which shows that the virus is seasonal in its impact. Then I started to talk to people about the chemical structure and physical structure of masks and learned, in fact, that by their physical structure, they actually cause an aerolizing of the virus. That is, that where virus particles attached to droplets would normally drop in a pretty specific and predictable 6-foot down arc to the floor, when they're employing things like these silly neck gaiters and even your vaunted N95 mask, what that does is actually breaks up the droplets and separates the viral molecules into sort of a plume that can then float around in the sky for 20 minutes. So that's kind of how it began. Those are how I came across my conspiracy theories.
You like Trump, don't you?
So that would kind of be the way the conversation would go. But good dogs, Seattle Times. I'm glad to see you guys undertaking your role in a very serious way. Other Mockingbird media outlets are doing the same thing. They've replaced the word mostly peaceful. Riots are now just protests.
Twin Cities metro area, they're bracing for more protests.
Yes, David, and you can already see a large crowd of protesters gathered outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department behind me.
Violent protests. National Guard troops are sent into Minneapolis as a curfew is in place. Another night of protests after the police shooting of a black man.
They're not riots, y'all. They're not riots, so maybe I should sit down with the producers of those programs and say, where did you come to your belief that destroying private property and where people live and earn a living is a protest? Where'd you get that? And then we could have actor Chris Cuomo say, show me where it says protests should be peaceful. Show me where it says that in the Constitution. I love that video so much. I love that guy. Snacking on uncooked ramen, just eating it as a cake. It's right there, the First Amendment. Here's another thing that MSNBC is doing. Most violence against Asian Americans is committed by black Americans. That does not mean that black Americans are violent people. It means that there has been a long-term frustration and problem between some Asian people and some black people. But MSNBC, they can't have that getting out, so they have another thing.
In the wake of a recent spike of anti-Asian violence and with little evidence, many have begun to point to a divide between black and Asian Americans as the real issue facing our communities, instead of naming the true culprit white supremacy.
Well, I mean, in terms of Seattle and the West Coast and the separate countries of Washington, Oregon, and California, they have turned Asian people into white people. That didn't work, so now they're trying to turn Asian people into intersectional victims. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show with an absolute hero. Plus, that's a good idea. Why don't we track the technocrats and what absurdities can cause in terms of atrocities? We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. Tarek, who's been filling in this week for Alex, just told me he ran into a listener down in Pike Place. Both of them, of course, doing the zigzag between heroin needles and drug trafficking camps, and wanted to hear some Roxy music this morning. So Tarek didn't get your name. Appreciate you listening to the Todd Herman Show. This is interesting. Let's see if I read this the right way. Let's just make sure that this is... Hold on a second. A picture of the guys scaling the walls at the Capitol. There's... January 6th. What's this say? Oh, this is from the New York Times. What's this say? Capitol Police told to hold back on riot response. January 6th, report finds, despite being tipped that Congress itself is the target of January 6th, Capitol Police were ordered to not use their most powerful crowd control weapons, according to a scathing new watchdog report. Huh. It's interesting. I remember talking about that, saying, now, President Trump had said, why don't we bring in 10,000 National Guard, and the Capitol Police said, no, we don't want that. And if only we knew who the Capitol Police ultimately report to. Pelosi and what's the guy from Kentucky? Yeah, McConnell. Interesting. You know, I talked to a guy on Rush's program when I was filling in for Rush. I believe this is before he passed. God rest Rush. Called in, and he went into the Capitol on January 6th. He said, I didn't do anything violent, and I thought we were let in. I thought that the people guarding the door had opened it up and allowed us to come in. What date is it? It's the 14th of April. I wonder, is that a conspiracy theory now that we had said early on? Why didn't they stop this? Or, you know, there was also those videos of Trump supporters going to the police saying, why do you not have backup? We've got your back. This is our capital. They're vandalizing our capital. And one guy was saying to one of the cops, they've left you swinging, man. We've got your back. Get some backup in here. This has to stop. Remember that? Now, I wonder if that will cause any serious questions for the Pelosi, because she said recently, you got to hear this. The woman who has the, you know, $40,000 worth of gourmet ice cream in her two fridges in San Francisco, she was asked apparently, what if the rioters had come up to you? She said, oh, I'd fought them. I'm a street fighter. Nancy Pelosi would have fought everybody. I'm wondering if it's jujitsu she'd use, or maybe just hitting people with shoes, because she's got a lot of shoes. She could pull out hundreds of pairs of shoes to hit people. It's interesting. Interesting piece of journalism. It's interesting that that's coming out now, isn't it? That it required a watchdog report to verify what we all saw with our own eyes. They could stop this. Why aren't they stopping this? Why did they let people this close to the building? Why did they do that? It's almost like one day there might be an ability to compare the response of the FBI chasing down everybody who ever took a selfie on January 6th in Washington, D.C., and trying to charge them with something and completely ignoring the people who, you know, destroyed Washington, D.C. during President Trump's inauguration, including burning that limo of the guy who came to the country to earn a living. What was he? He's Iraqi, I believe, right? And they burned his limo. And, oh, well, that's okay, because he's morally white, I guess. That would be the thing. Might have a chance to compare that. And the latter Black Lives Matter violence, for instance, when they cold cocked that guy and knocked him out, and when they tried to beat up Rand Paul and his wife and those sort of things, that they might track that down. But they haven't, but probably they will not ever. I wonder what's going on with the tech.
Your bodies take away what little they have, then double the amount of floggings and executions. Put them on TV. Fear.
Your kids.
Fear does not work as long as they have hope.
Fear.
Blanket coverage. Shove it in their faces.
Your travel.
What is to prevent, say, an uprising?
The media you see and hear.
This town of yours reduced to ashes.
The technocrats want to control all of it.
Look at this. They're holding hands. I want them dead.
The Todd Herman Show presents Tracking the Technocrats.
I think Fauci might get fired from the party. And by the way, we are going to do the trial of Tony Fauci, but I have to have Alex here for this because Alex and I conceived of this and he's got a whole bunch of stuff saved up. So Alex is actually sick. He came into contact with someone with the COVID, but it was my understanding that Alex had earlier had the COVID. So he in all likelihood doesn't have the COVID. He may have the flu or something, and he's feeling sick. He'd appreciate your prayers. So we're going to offer Tony Fauci a continuance until such time as Alex is back here, so that we can actually do the trial in proper form. And now I have more evidence against the Fauci. Here's some of the context around the Johnson & Johnson injection being pulled. You'll hear people on Twitter saying, it's only six people, and now all the children will die, and just because it's a small number. In other words, they're using the same argument for the injections that we've been using for the lockdowns. The virus is 99.87% survivable overall. Why are we locking down? Why would I personally inject myself with an experimental gene therapy for a virus that I think I've already beaten? Listen to Fauci talking about J&J's injection, which has made about 100 women very seriously ill or dead. It's not just six cases, okay? But listen here to the Fauci. This is why I think he might get fired by the party. But then again, part of his job appears to me to be to keep us in a constant state of expectation and anticipation and confusion.
Does this have anything to do with the efficacy of the vaccine? So we know that there have been 6.85 million doses of J&J distributed in the United States thus far. So someone
distributed
who maybe had it a month or two ago would say, what does this mean for me? It really doesn't mean anything. You're okay, because if you look at the frame,
month or two ago, you see the way he frames
time frame when this occurs, it's pretty tight from a few days, 6 to 13 days from the time of the vaccination.
So yes, if you got the Johnson & Johnson injection and you're not dead, you're probably not going to die from it. This has nothing to do with the efficacy. It does have something to do with the efficacy. And as the Seattle Times are being really, really overtime being good dogs on the COVID, their health people, so-called, Seattle Times tweet, those who are fully vaccinated have what seemed like immense freedom after the past year of being hunkered down, according to guidelines from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Here's what the fully vaccinated can do. Anything you can do. You'll have your freedoms back when you take them back. Idaho was shut down for maybe maybe 3 weeks. Maybe. And then because Idaho's in America, people said, why are we doing this? I'm not staying inside. I'm not shutting my small business. No, not doing it. And they didn't. And everything was fine. Fauci does have some advice for Americans.
To both vaccinated and unvaccinated Americans, eating and drinking indoors in restaurants and bars, is that okay now?
No, it's still not okay for the simple reason that the level of infection, the dynamics of infection in the community are still really disturbingly high.
What we need is we need more fear, you know. What we need to do is take away the things they've gained, you know, fear, and have in Washington State a rollback from phase one to take counties back to phase two and three, fear, you know, kind of remove people's hope that they were going to go back to normal, fear, rain it down on them, not floggings. You know, we don't want to go so far as floggings, but to let people know there's no normal coming, just to really make people demoralized so that they'll get injection with this stuff. I mean, that's just one way of putting it. The other way of putting it is he's a clown. Fauci is a clown who survives because he's a government clown. I'm going to tell you about a hero. We come back on the Todd Herman Show, is standing up to things like this. A young woman, it's going to cost her a lot of money, but she's okay with that. Then I'll tell you about an anti-hero, the so-called governor of Michigan. A comparison when we continue. Appreciate you listening to the Todd Herman Show. We're on podcasts everywhere. I do get worried about the things we cover. I really do. I just feel like there's a clicking clock somewhere to cancellation. That's not a sense of paranoia, by the way. I'll be fine. It's more just, I worry about you, not you, as in I'm worried about you having bad things befall you. I worry about, like, at what point do we go too far when we talk about things like Fauci and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and our so-called vaccine? And I took a pledge to you. I gave you a pledge, and I would always tell you the truth as I see it. So you can always feed back on the text line, 800-465-8770. And I'd like to know, I mean, have you reached the point of discomfort at all with the show and the way we do the show? Because we do talk about things that I never thought we'd talk about on conservative radio. There's a hero that I just learned about. Her name is Anna Muzchuk. She's a grandmaster chess champion. And she was set to go to Saudi Arabia. And here she sets a model for all of us. Now, granted, we aren't going to Saudi Arabia or Dubai or any of these countries. Well, maybe you do. But listen to what she said about this chess championship in which she was scheduled to play. Quote, "In a few days, I'll lose two world titles, one after another, because I decided to not go to Saudi Arabia. I refuse to play by special rules, wear abaya, be accompanied by a man so I can get out of the hotel so I don't feel like a second-class person. I will follow my principles and not compete in the fast chess and blitz world championship, where in just 5 days I could have made more money than with dozens of other combined tournaments. This is all very unpleasant, but the sad part is that no one seems to care. Bitter feelings, but I can't go back." If she writes a book, I'll buy it. If she gives a speech, I'll pay to attend it. I don't even know what it would be. I don't even know that she and I agree on some topics very near to my heart. I would go pay to hear her say things with which I disagree, because she has stood on this principle. And we are losing our country because people understand the principles but are folding. And again, I cannot believe I'm about to speak these words, but it comes from a 60 Minutes piece. 60 Minutes, they're liars when they want to be. Recently, just gross, disgusting lies. about Ron DeSantis, and they got caught. Absolutely rank propaganda. They recently had someone on who'd worked at the Pentagon showing them a microchip. They showed it to them. Yeah, this can get under your skin and tell if you're sick or getting sick. You know what else can? A Fitbit. An Apple Watch. Your temperature. Body awareness. Oh, don't, no, this isn't going to be put into, it's too big, it's not going into these injections. It's not. But this is being created by people who, okay, we're going to use this with soldiers? Just, right? The principle of bodily autonomy is being destroyed before our faces. And two comparisons here. Listen to now the anti-hero to this, Gretchen Whitmer, the so-called governor of Michigan, as Texas and Florida and states that regained their sanity early on are doing far better in lower death rates, lower transmission rates of the COVID flu. Gretch, what about that? What about that phenomenon?
It's important to recognize where there might need to be some adjustments along the way. We are seeing a surge in Michigan, despite the fact that we have some of the strongest policies in place, mask mandates, capacity limits, working from home. We've asked our state for a two-week pause. So despite all of that, we are seeing a surge because of these variants.
Yeah, it's a pause. Jay Inslee, the so-called governor of Washington State, is taking steps back. Well, he's not. He's fine. He's forced two counties to take steps back. These are nonsense. There can be no argument for these now that even the pop culture reporters at the Today Show have admitted the lockdowns don't work. Here's the comparison. That so-called Governor Whitmer has a top aide. Her name is Tricia Foster. I have obtained from Breaking Non on Twitter pictures of her on her vacation, unmasked, on the beach. One of her friends kissing her on the cheek on the beach. She's like in her mid-20s. She wrote about that day, good day. Here's another one. Oh, look, here she's in a restaurant with two people leaning all over her, unmasked. Another apparent good day. Here's Trish Foster. Looks awesome. Enjoy. Blank is so grown up. Where's Blank? You, beautiful as always. Trish, home with COVID, missing his senior trip to the Bahamas. So plan girls, plan to be plan B 24 hours before the flight. So she went out with the girls while her boyfriend or husband or whatever has the COVID. Here's a fact. None of the people pushing the lockdowns and the masks, with the exception of Jay Inslee, actually believe they work. Not a single one of them. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.